So you put on this, all these strategies of the devil. Oh, the devil, you know, he'll come to you and he'll say, you know, don't tell her the truth. Tell a little lie. That thought will just come to you just as clear. You're fixing to tell the truth. And the devil said, but if you tell him the truth, you're going to get in trouble. If you tell him you bought that dress and it cost $515, you know he's going to blow his stack. You tell him you bought it off of eBay for $29 and he won't never know the difference, and he won't be near as mad. Y'all know where I'm coming from. Now then, if you bought that off of eBay or anywhere else and paid $550 for it, you better not have bought that unless you got the money, that's for sure. If you got the money, no problem. If you don't have it, don't buy it. Now then, but the tricks of the devil, he will trick you up every way. Let's go to 12 and 13. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood. For who is he talking to? The Christians. We are not fighting against people that's made of flesh and blood. But we're fighting against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against those mighty powers of darkness who rule this world, and against wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Wow. That's right. Now then, I used to be afraid of the devil. When I first became a Christian, first began to learn about the devil, in the church I was raised up in, we never talked about the devil. We didn't talk about him at all. And then when I did start reading about him in the Word and start learning about him, I thought, wow, this beast, I mean, here he's in a little boy. And the disciples can't even get him out. And Jesus says, come out. And that devil throws this boy down on the ground and throws him in the water to drown him and throws him in the fire and kicks and screams and everything else. And then he comes out. You think, woo, I don't want nothing to do with them things. But that don't bother me no more. Not at all. Because I now know who I am. I've read the book. Amen. I now know that I put on the full armor of God. I know when I walk in obedience to the Word of God, I know these devils have no power over me.
That's right.
None whatsoever. And when I speak in the name of Jesus, they have to leave. And that's good news. And when I found that secret out, I mean, you can go over and try to cast the devil out of somebody, and that devil will talk to you, and he'll be a nasty critter. In fact, I remember the night that little woman came up and she wanted to be set free. And I come up and she had her dish rag hand, you know. I mean, just limp. And I said, what's wrong with you, woman? And she said, I don't, I just feel awful. So I said, you just got a devil. I said, you devil of hell, come out of her. She's still just a limp rag. I said, did you hear me, devil? I said, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. In Jesus' name. When I did, that woman grabbed my hand like a gorilla. And she started screaming and kicking. And there was three men attacked her right quick with me. And I remember what Keith had to say that night. Keith and his wife, Shelley. He was back. Nearly everybody had gone home. He had heard me talk about these things, but he ain't never seen a demon manifest till that night in church. And Shelley forgot her purse. I mean, they walked off that and we had to take her purse to her after church was over. They ain't never seen a devil manifest in church before in their life. But Keith told me when we finally got over there to their house to take the purse, he said, man, both my kids is here tonight and both of them was already gone. I'd give anything if they had saw what I saw tonight. He said they wouldn't want nothing to do with that devil. Well, that devil manifested in that woman and she went wild. In church, a normal Sunday evening in a Baptist church, right? No, you ain't never seen a devil manifest in a church, a Baptist church in your life on Sunday afternoon, because they're never confronted. But I confronted them that night, and this little gal, I mean, it was an awesome next few minutes, screaming, kicking, bad words, all kinds of stuff. But we got the devil out of her. We got her set free. Now then, the thing you've got to learn is, how did them devils get in her? Because of sin. She had opened the door to the devil, and they gladly come in. They're out there looking for you. When you sin, they're going to come into you. Now, sometimes they don't come in and then kick and scream. They just come in and make you sick. Like the woman with the ovarian cancer. The demon came in. She was involved in a sexual activity that was outside of wedlock. And so he had legal right to come in. And this woman is attacked with ovarian cancer. Now then, how many women do you think there are in hospitals with cancer like that? And they have no idea why they can't get healed. They go through everything, go through hours and hours of chemo, radiation, and maybe it gets in submission for 1 to 3 years, and then they come back and it comes back with a vengeance, and then they die. And you don't get by with nothing. I mean, how many people have Cheryl and I seen in our 3 years, 3.5 years that we've been in the ministry together, have we seen people instantly healed when they repented of their sin and asked God to forgive them? That's the beautiful part. He will forgive you. Now, when you become a Christian, you're not supposed to live there. But too many people do. And you don't understand that when you do, He will destroy your temple, your body. He says so in 1 Corinthians 3 and in chapter 6, both places. But here we're supposed to put on the full armor so we don't walk there. We're not supposed to do any of these things, for we're not fighting it against people. We're fighting against these rulers and authorities of the unseen world. These are called demons. You can't see them, but they're here. There's multitudes of them here. Against those mighty powers of the darkness who rule the world, and against wicked spirits in the heavenly realms. Now, if God would open your eyes just for 1 minute to the spirit world, and you could see these ghastly beings. I think about this guy, Weiss, that Cheryl and I watched him on an interview here a while back when a guy was interviewing him. He wrote the book, 23 Minutes in Hell. And God sent him to hell as a lost man. The first thing, when he wound up in hell, he was in a prison cage. And then all of a sudden, this 14-foot-tall, ghastly, wicked thing came in, opened the door, petrified him, reached down, grabbed him by the arm, pulled his arm almost out, and slung him up and throwed him against the wall. And he hit the wall and said, "Every bone in my body felt like it was broken. I was in excruciating pain. I thought, I can't stand this." And he said, as soon as I fell to the ground, this thing walked over and reached down and got me again and threw me against another wall. How would you like to go to that place? No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't believe I want to go there. That makes it a little easier for me to do what God says. Thank you, I'd have to go to that place. I remember one of the black preachers. I can't think of his name now, but he used to be on TBN until he died. Great man of God. I know he was raised up down here in Texas. E.B. Hill. That's him. Thank you, Jack. E.B. Hill. Raised up in Texas with a mother that loved God and sent him to school and all that stuff. And one day somebody asked him, said, "E.B., why did you get saved?" He said, "For one reason." In fact, he was speaking that day when I heard him say that down at one of the big other denominational churches in Florida. And it was a huge church. I mean, it was many people in that church. And he said, "You know, all of TBN, Paul Krause was there and everybody was on there. They was televising it." He said, "Somebody asked me, why did you get saved?" He said, "Somebody told me about this awful place called hell and how bad it was." And he said, "When that preacher got through talking about hell and how bad this place was," and he said, thinking, "Wow, I don't want to go to that place." He said, "When the guy said, all I got to do is accept Jesus and walk with Jesus, that I don't have to go to that place." He said, "Man, as soon as he said that, I didn't even wait for the invitation. I just jumped out and I broke and run down." He said, "I want to get saved right now." He said, "I don't want to go to hell." Well, that should be all of us, right? I don't want to go to that place. I don't even want to think about going to that place. This place is wicked beyond your wildest dreams. It's wicked. But these are the beasts that we're fighting against on this earth. They're awful. And it says, use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that after the battle, you will be standing firm. Is there going to be a battle? Yes. There's going to be a battle. And many of us as Christians perish during that battle because we don't take up these weapons. Now let's look and see what these weapons are. Verse 14 and on. Stand your ground, putting on the sturdy belt of truth. How often is there supposed to be a lie in us? None. We're never to tell a lie. We're supposed to put on the sturdy belt of truth and the body of armor of God's righteousness. Now, are we supposed to be the righteousness of God in Christ? Yes. We're not supposed to be unrighteous persons. We're supposed to walk in righteousness because Jesus made us the righteous. And he said, then for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. peace. Are you and I supposed to walk in peace? What happens when you get out of peace? You open a door to the devil. Now you get into anger and rage and all this kind of stuff. You just opened a door to the enemy. And he loves it. You say, but I'm God's favorite. He would never do that to me. We just read a while ago, he has no favorites. It don't make no difference how young you are, how old you are, how pretty you are, how ugly you are, how skinny you are, how fat you are. It makes no difference with the devil. You're a human being, and he's waiting to get you if you break one of these rules. And that's what happens to us. So, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Are we supposed to walk in peace all the time? Absolutely. You don't get up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to put my shoes of peace on. I got my shoes of peace on now. No, that's not what he's talking about. You walk in peace 24/7. That's how you put those shoes on. You wear them. You don't take them off when you go to bed at night. If you do, he's going to get you at night while you're sleeping. He loves it when you're quiet. That's when the devil really loves to get you. Okay, verses 16. In every battle, you will need faith. Oh, I used to think I knew what faith was till I finally got a hold of a little of it. Now I think I know what faith is a little bit. But I'm going to tell you, in every battle, you will need faith. Because the average church member today does not know what faith is. I mean, especially when it comes to sickness and disease. The one thing we've never seen in this book, almost none of us, it took me almost a lifetime to learn it. When something happens to me, first thing I need to do is say, God, where did I miss it? What did I do wrong? Lord, I repent. I repent. Lord, did I get into unforgiveness towards somebody? If cancer, somebody says, you were diagnosed with cancer, what'd you do? Man, I went to the best doctors in the country. I had all the best. Now I'm had surgery and I'm doing radiation. Did you go to God and tell him you're sorry for about the unforgiveness you had for that guy I heard you talk about 6 months ago? Well, what's that got to do with it? I said, that's why you're sick with cancer. No, couldn't be. Yeah. How long have you had that unforgiveness toward that person? Well, about 10 years. So if that's what done it, then why did God wait 10 years? He's being merciful.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.